A woman made a promise with her friend to be frugal, to save up money so they can go on a nice vacation. They made a solemn promise. The next week, she sees her friend in a beautiful dress and said, "How much did you pay for that?" She goes, $800. It was on sale. Says, "Why did you do that?" "We made a promise." Says, "Well, the bad angel on my left shoulder said, buy it. It looks beautiful." And her friend says, "But you know, in sacred scriptures, you're supposed to fight temptation and say, get behind me, Satan." And she goes, "I did that. I said, get behind me. He said, it looked just as good from the back." Temptation is most deceptive when 99% of it is true. Jump off the roof. You've never done it before. True. It's going to be a beautiful fall. True. It's going to be an experience that you've never had before. How do you know until you try it? They'll tell you about everything except impact. And so when Jesus speaks about the cross, one of the temptations is not to understand the cross. Most people, when they look at the cross and taking up your cross, they think of it as enduring pain. I can take it. Instead of persevering in love. The temptation to misconstrue the Christian gospel and to misunderstand the Christian symbols can lead to a total misunderstanding of the gospel and to think that it is rooted simply in pain and difficulty and in missing something instead of being rooted in the principle that you are more valuable than anything you own and any position you hold. You are already valuable and priceless, and you don't have to prove it to anyone. And never be under the illusion that just because I have achieved things, I am a better person for it. You are good if you do good. The old principle, it is not what becomes of me that is important, it is who I become, is the teaching of Jesus Christ. So in today's gospel, when he says, "What can you give in exchange for your soul? Even if you gain the whole world, get all the promotions, get all the possessions, get all the best of friends, be in the best of circles, and you don't take care of your soul, what can you give in exchange for that?" Nothing. So the positive message of the gospel is that even if you are in the best or the worst of circumstances, you can progress as an individual. You can become a better person by loving when there is deception and betrayal, by being honest when people say you need to cheat and steal to get ahead, by being a person who is honest to others and wants to be their friend, not for what they can get from them, but simply because they value their friendship. The cross is the place where the world addresses us and says in subtle, tempting words, like in the words of Macbeth, "Life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing." And we say, when life is the worst, the Christian stands up and says, "I am priceless. And this fellow human being of mine, who may think their life has no meaning, is also priceless. And this is where we stand, whether we are in Calvary on the cross, or whether we are in the best home in the world, whether we are with the richest or the poorest people, we say to each one alike, you are priceless. And if this is your cross, to be rich, to be poor, to be going up or going down, always remember, there is nothing you can give in exchange for yourself. Take care of you as Christ died for you. Slava Isusu Hristu!